My guest is Kimberly Langford, who's been on our program before. She is the Ask Kim columnist for Kiplinger's Personal Finance. And Ms. Langford receives hundreds of personal finance questions from her readers every month. She is the author most recently of Rescue Your Money on Insurance and Still Get the Coverage You Need, and is frequently featured as a financial expert on TV and radio. Currently, she is working and has taken a look in her latest article that you can find online. Deals with the special benefits, tax breaks, and legal protections that can make a huge difference in the lives of our military. Actually, what we're finding numerous hardships that affect military families, personal finance seems to be one of the top burdens. So Kimberly has taken the time to stretch out here with some information that offers some 10 of the best financial benefits available and how they can make the most of them. And Kimberly, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Always nice to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me back.
Why did you decide to do it this way? Why did you decide to do this?
Well, my husband was in the Army for 21 years, just retired about a year and a half ago. And so we know from personal experience about all of the special financial issues that military families faced. I mean, he had been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan 3 times. We had to move every once in a while, not as often as many military families do. But there are so many issues that the families face that do put an extra strain on their finances. However, there are a lot of special benefits, some tax benefits, retirement savings benefits, legal benefits that military members and their families can use to their advantage. But they really need to understand the rules. And a lot of people don't take advantage of a lot of these special resources that are available to them. So I wanted to make sure that everyone understood how to find out more about these benefits and who they apply to and how to make the most of them.
Okay, let me set the scene, folks. Our military has a responsibility of keeping us, you and me, safe. That's their primary role out there in the military, and is to develop, maintain, control that line of defense that makes sure we can live the lives we want to live. But they're people. They're just some of these young soldiers for the first time go right into service at 16 or 17 or 18. They don't have any special training for finance. They're learning about how to tote guns and their weapons and do all the myriad of things they do. But they also run into the same problems that you and I run into, and nobody knows that any more than Kimberly. And if they're not financially sound, then how do you – you can't do your job if you're worried about how you're going to pay your mortgage. I mean, you just can't do your job as well. And Kimberly, that's why there are lots of different programs that have been set up to ease that burden on them. And I'll let you start and tell me what you think is the most important and what we ought to be looking at.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of great retirement savings options for members of the military. And I think a lot of people in the military assume that since there is still a generous pension for people who do stay for 20 years, that they may not have to worry about this. But so many people don't end up staying that long. Even if they intended to spend their whole career there, they may end up, changing their plans, sometime within those first 2 decades. And so it's really important to take advantage of some of the extra savings programs. And they're really, really simple to use. The Thrift Savings Plan is just like a civilian 401k. The money is taken pre-tax from your paychecks, or now there's a Roth option where it's the money's taken after tax and you can access it tax-free in retirement. And it automatically goes in there. It's very low fees, much lower than many 401k plans. You have several investing options. And this is really good whether you are, older and established and can afford to invest more money, or even if you're very young and just getting started, you can even start with just a tiny little bit of money, and it will really grow through the years. In 2015, this year, you can invest up to $18,000 in the Thrift Savings Plan. And if you're deployed, you get an extra benefit. If you're deployed and you're receiving a tax-free combat pay, you can invest up to $53,000. Now, a lot of families can't afford to do that, but if you are, an older family and you really are having, some extra money while you're deployed because of the tax-free combat zone pay, then you maybe, for example, when my husband was in Afghanistan last time, we kind of, saved some extra money ahead of time, knowing that we would want to add even more to the thrift savings plan while we had
smart
that opportunity.
Smart. And by the way, folks, and Kimberly can back this up, the Defense Credit Union Council, there are credit unions on every installation, almost everyone, everywhere. And if you're wondering, how do I get started and who do I turn to? All of these institutions are on base, on the boats, on the ships, on land, on the post, they're there, and all you have to do is walk in the door. and say, okay, I heard Kimberly talk about this. How do I do? What do I need to do? And Kimberly, they're there to work it out, aren't they?
They are, and they are a great resource, too. Another problem that a lot of young military members have is that they're really preyed upon by some scam artists. And there have been some very, very high-interest payday loans.
I want to get into that fully with you. Let me take a break here and come back, because this is so important that we talk about these scam artists out there. They will rip our military off, but there are ways, and Kimberly will talk to you about what you need to know. This is Home and Family Finance here on the Radio America Network. I'm Paul Berry. We'll be right back. Stay with us. My guest is Kiplinger personal finance editor Kimberly Langford. She is no stranger to these airways. We're talking about the best financial benefits out there for our service. Nothing galls me more than the thought of these ripoff scam artists who are sitting just waiting to take advantage of our servicemen. You allow them to protect you, and then you walk in and you rip them off. There is no hell doesn't have a hot enough place for you. But Kimberly, it's happening everywhere. It happens everywhere, doesn't it?
It's true, and it's really a shame. And a lot of times, scam artists will take advantage of the fact that people in the military, many of them are very young. They do have a regular paycheck coming in, so they are, a source of money, and they're traveling a lot, and they're, stationed from place to place, and a lot of times don't have time to check, do a lot of the same, due diligence when checking out some, organizations to deal with as someone who's been in the area for a long time. And then there's other things that aren't scam artists, but are just very expensive. For a while, there had been big problems with very high interest payday loans targeted at members of the military, and there had been some legislation that had helped make that problem a little less bad. They put some caps on the interest rates for the payday loans. However, now there's other ways that some of these lenders are getting around that and offering very high interest loans online and things like that. So you still need to be very careful. But one of the key things you had mentioned about the credit unions is that the credit unions and each branch of the military also have an emergency relief fund that offer low interest or no interest small emergency loans. And these are a great alternative to some of these very, very high interest payday loans. And a lot of people don't realize they exist. Every branch of the military has them. And also, if you go into your credit union, you'll probably find out that they have some of these low interest loans as well. And this can just be another way if you do need some extra money, if your car breaks down, things like that, where, if you don't have an emergency fund, instead of getting in some huge high interest debt that's going to hound you for a long time, see if one of these options will work for you instead.
Okay, and as I said to the folks, we're talking about 10 of the best financial benefits. We may not get through all of them, but Kimberly, if I want to know where they are, how do I link to the full article that you wrote?
If you go to Kiplinger.com, it's in our slideshow section, and it's called 10 Best Financial Benefits for Military Families. And also, if you go to Kiplinger.com and type in military, you'll see a lot of the articles that we've written that go into a lot more detail about some of these issues.
Okay, but in the meantime, let's talk about more. What else is important that you think we should know about or our military folks should know about?
Well, the GI Bill has for years and years been a wonderful benefit. And the post 9/11 version of the GI Bill added an extra benefit that long-term military members, people who have served for 6 years and agree to serve for four more, can transfer their benefits to their children or their spouses. And my husband did this for my son. And my son is 12 years old, and we have a big hunk of what we're going to have to pay for his college all ready to go. You can get either up to 4 years, either the cost of an in-state tuition and fees at a state university, or this is a number that changes for inflation, but it's currently $21,085 per year for a private institution. And you'll also get a housing stipend and some money for books, and it's just really, really an amazing way to help supplement any other savings you have for your child, or really just give your family a huge head start.
Is it being used, fully being used, or are some of our military members just not taking advantage of this?
Well, I think the transfer earned benefits, I mean, I think it has encouraged some families, some members of the military, to stay longer, because you really do have to be there for about 10 years in order to qualify for the transfer. And I know with our family, that was one of the issues that we thought about when deciding whether or not my husband was going to stay until retirement. That was one of the big things that he ended up qualifying for. So I think a lot of people may not know the rules about being able to transfer it. You can get a lot of great information there about that at VA.gov, and you can look in the section on benefits and go to the post 9/11 GI Bill. And the other thing is, you know, you can use the benefits for yourself. Even if you don't stay in the military that long, you can even get part of those benefits, even if it's for just a few years, and be able to use them for your own education as well. So it's a really, really valuable benefit that a lot of people overlook.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, to my audience out there, who in the audience doesn't have somebody that they know in the military? A brother, sister, uncle, aunt, husband, all of us. So we're not talking about, it's not them, it is us, all of us. So if you may not be in the military, but you certainly know someone who is, so I hope you're listening so that you can relay the information that Kimberly is relaying to you so that you can make a positive difference in the life of that person, that soldier, male, female, somebody in your family who is a veteran or who is currently employed. And God knows, and right now, Kimberly, with what's happening in this world, boy, we may be depending even more on our military, don't you think?
Well, that is, and, you know, there are a lot of special benefits for families who are deployed and for military members and their families to prepare. And, you know, that's one thing that's just, you know, so difficult for a family. I mean, you know that it's going to happen at some point is most likely, and you're just wondering what you need to do to get ready. One other thing that I wanted to mention was in terms of the retirement savings, there's some extra benefits that deployed members of the military can really get an extra tax break from. For example, if they make a Roth contribution. Roth IRAs generally are made after tax, but then you can access the money tax-free in retirement. But when you're getting tax-free money from combat zone pay, while you're in a combat zone, you can put that money into a Roth tax-free, and it comes out tax-free. It's a double tax benefit. And people don't realize that you get that extra break while you're deployed. There's also a special thing that sounds like a scam that isn't, and it's the savings deposit program. And this is also for while you're deployed and up to 3 months afterwards. You can set up to $10,000 into an account that grows 10% annual interest. And in these days of low interest rates, that does sound unbelievable, but it is a special benefit for members of the military. Now, if you are about to be deployed, find out all the details about what you need to take with you in order to start that up, because you need to start it after you're deployed, not beforehand. But be sure to take a check or find out the steps you need to take
Hold the thought, Kimberly. Let me take a break here because we have another segment here, and we'll kind of wrap everything else. But this is great information. I hope you're listening wherever you may be serving, and we'll talk about more of the benefits. This is Home and Family Finance. My guest remembers the military. Kimberly Langford and her husband spent many years in the military. He's just simply retired. Congratulations to him, and we thank him for the service, Kimberly. And we thank you. You know, we often say that, but the spouses are as much engaged in the military as are their husbands or wives, aren't they?
Well, yeah, thank you so much. It was a really great 21 years. We met so many wonderful people, and we miss it now. I mean, he just retired, and now he's doing his post-retirement career. But we do. We had a wonderful experience while he was there, and he will never forget so much that he learned and so much that he experienced. And we really, you know, thank everyone who remains in the service today.
And you're still paying tribute and paying honor to it by writing the things that you write about, in this case, the best financial benefits available to our military, who all they have. And, folks, we're not talking about something that might happen. We're not talking about situations that are in development. We're talking about benefits that are right there on the table for you right now, wherever you are, and all you have to do is just reach out for them. Isn't that right, Kimberly?
I mean, so many of these things are so so simple to get. I mean, if you do have more complicated issues, there are legal offices at all of the military bases, and they can help you with some of the more complicated issues, such as the Service Member Civil Relief Act, which guarantees you a 6% interest rate cap on loans you took out before active duty. And this applies particularly to people who are in the Reserve, the National Guard, who may have had to take a big income drop when they were called to active duty. Also, you know that the legal aid offices can help you with a lot of issues as well. If you are moving and need to see if you can qualify to get out of a car lease or a home or a, you know, an apartment lease, if you're being deployed and need to prepare your will and all of your finances. And they were just another great resource when my husband was in the military. They really did help with all the legal documents, answered so many questions, and you can find them on the base and just, you know, be sure to ask them about some of these resources.
Folks, it's right there. And as I pointed out to you, the Defense Credit Union Council, they have credit unions on every military installation around the world. They are there for the simple purpose of helping you. And you can walk in. You don't have to be sophisticated. You don't have to really know a lot. But what you do know is what you've heard Kimberly talk about today. There are all kinds of – go in and say, hey, look, here's where I am. What programs are available to help me? They will tell you. And if you don't want to do it that way, Kimberly, where can they find out from through your articles, and where else can they go to get more information on these various programs?
Well, also VA.gov is the Veterans Administration website, and they can show you a lot about several benefits that they have. The GI Bill, as well as Service Members Group Life Insurance, a very low-cost life insurance for members of the military. You can even get up to $100,000 in coverage for your spouse. The VA mortgage, which is a no-interest-down mortgage, and some other resources available for homeowners when they're having to move because their change of address has changed. And so many of these things, VA.gov is a great resource. And also, if you go to the different branches of the military, all have websites that have personal finance information on there and a lot of resources to help you find out about these benefits. Because that's the thing, there's a lot of benefits that really are special to members of the military. They may not know how to take advantage of all of them. And if you piece them all together, it can really, really help you out a lot.
Kimberly, thank you for piecing them all together. And you can go to www.kiplinger.com and check under the slide programs, financial benefits for military members. Thank you for being with us, Kimberly, and come back soon and join us. And also thank you for your service, you and your husband. Okay.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. And thank you again for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Folks, thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure to have you here. As I have said all day, we thank all of our military members for their service. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving holiday. We say thanks to Al Peterson for sitting on the boards in there. And if you will, we'll be back next week, same time, same place. All we ask is that, you know, that you drop in. And you'll probably hear something, and we're going to make every effort to make sure you do. Bye now.